Welcome to the Podcast Insider. This is episode 200. And also, it happens to be really, really close to the one-year anniversary of this name of this podcast. And I have my co-host, Mackenzie Bennett. How you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm good. Yeah, it's as close as it's going to get with hitting an anniversary on the actual date and being the 200th episode.
Right. Yeah. Technically, it's the 18th. Today's the 16th. But hey, you know, who's counting? But we got a little historical review of what's going, you know, what we've done with this podcast over the years. And hopefully nobody's embarrassed. But anyway, so this will be a little bit different show than normal. But we do have our normal news and a little tiny bit of blueberry news. Nothing big. No interview today, but and a little bit of support stuff. First story I have up is Apple's launching its own daily news and podcast in quotes is what I put. I put the quotes there to compete with the daily and others. And what it is it's going to be an Apple podcast exclusive show. So you have to be on Apple Podcasts, the app on your phone or on a Mac computer to get it. So there's no real RSS feed, I guess, but I bet you there probably is. But right now, there isn't.
I was about
to
say, there's got to be somehow or something not shared.
Yeah, well, a lot of the companies are doing that, you know, with Rogan going to Spotify. And we got a story a little later about another famous person that is going to be exclusively Spotify. And, you know, so, and there's no RSS feed on those. So I think Apple may, you know, relent and put it out a little further than that. Or maybe they're planning something cool, like maybe Apple Podcasts for Android. That would be cool. Anyway.
One day.
Yeah. Well, they got it on Windows, or they will have it on Windows once they deprecate iTunes completely. But yeah, it looks like it'll be nice little show. It's by the editors for Apple News. You know, if you got the Apple News app, it's the same people that pick the stories and put those out. And they're actually going to be talking, so that'll be cool.
I'm looking at it right now on my Apple Podcast app, and they put out a little trailer on Wednesday, and today, Thursday, they had their first episode. So they're off and running.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll have to see if I can reverse engineer it and figure out where that's coming from, and I'll tell you guys if I can get it on Overcast. But that's just how I am. All right, next thing... speaking of podcast charts and big companies like that, Spotify is putting out podcast charts. And I believe they're just measuring what's happening within the Spotify platform.
I don't know how it took them this long to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they've been dipping their toes slowly into podcasting for, you know, however long they've been at it. And they're getting better at it, you know. Last time you and I talked about Spotify many, many, many episodes ago, we were, I was poo-pooing the whole thing. I was like, we don't want Spotify. What's that, you know? But no, they're getting there.
So, look at them now.
Yeah, look at them now. And so they're going to have trending podcasts and top podcasts for all the different markets they're in. And it'll be kind of neat.
Yeah, you have to 26 markets.
Yeah. Okay. You see, you read a little further into it than I did. But anyway, so that'll be interesting to see, you know, the difference. The thing I'm looking at is the difference. So, you know, you get these different podcast rankers from around the world and all the different companies. It'd be interesting to see, you know, what's popular on one platform and not so much on another, you know, because, you know, Spotify users that listen to podcasts are a very different critter than those that listen to it on, say, Overcast.
This is true.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with either one. It's just, you know, different types of people tend to gravitate towards different apps.
And well, I mean, it's just like any type of television app that we use nowadays. Like, some people are going to be more likely to watch something that Hulu made or that Netflix made or HBO or National Geographic. There's content for everyone. It just comes from different places.
Yeah, I thought I was being smart and I cut my cable, so I don't have cable TV, and now I've got to sign up for 12 different apps to get all the shows I want. So the bill's about the same. So
yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I hate saying that over and over again. But in other Spotify news, just a little sub thing, they also opened it up to 13 new countries, Russia being one of them.
Yes. And,
but no podcasts in Russia yet. I don't know what the holdup is there, but their Spotify music service is available in those markets, but maybe not podcasts yet.
There's so many different laws regarding music licensing and talk stuff like this. I'm honestly not surprised that it's going to be music first and then talk later. So,
yeah, well, that's you know, they're good at music. They're getting better at podcasting. I love their music service, you know, top notch. But yes. You know, as far as podcasts, it's not exactly my experience. You know, I actually do listen to a couple of things on Spotify just to keep up with what they're doing and all that. And you know, I tend to have every app out there on various devices just to see how they work. But, you know, for my own personal listening, I'm pretty much an Overcast fan.
So. Yeah, I listen to Spotify every day for music. I don't use it for podcasts. And in fact, today I clicked on a playlist that Spotify curates for me, and it's called Discover Weekly. And it tried to include podcasts, and I just spent a couple minutes trying to figure out how to make that never happen again.
Oh, wow. I listen to my Discover Weekly as well, and I haven't heard a podcast yet. So it's mostly Frank Zappa stuff.
I was trying to introduce it, and I was not into that idea.
Yeah. So. Hey, you know, you want to listen to music? That's one thing. You want to listen to talking? It's another thing.
That is correct. So.
All right. So we got a little update. Got a little update on the Sirius XM purchase of Stitcher. They finally came out, and this is official. They spent $325 million for that. Like, wow, that is, I mean, that beats Spotify buying Gimlet and Anchor. You know, so
it's a big number.
It's a big number, and they did a heck of a deal. They bought it from Deezer for like $4.5 million. So. What a profit in, you know, a couple of years, 4 years, I guess, 2016.
So I guess I feel familiar with the fact that they bought it and that Midroll was involved in this at some point as well. And it's got back and forth between people. But I guess I don't understand how they came to that valuation.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, there's other things involved with it. They didn't buy just Stitcher. They bought, I think, Midroll and Earwolf Studios, I think, were the two other things involved in that. But still, that's a heck of a profit, I'm sure, for Scripps. And, you know, they're more of a, you know, traditional media company. So, and they did keep... what is it? Triton Digital. So they're still in the digital space. They just backed off of the podcast app area. So very good. Yeah, Stitcher kind of started out on its own, and then it got bought by Deezer, and then Scripps bought it from Deezer, and then now Deezer's back into podcasting. So I don't know how that all worked out for them, but. Whatever works. You know, I used to listen to Stitcher a lot. It's a great platform for like daily podcasts. You know, we were talking about that Apple Daily one, and the, you know, ABC News has one and all that. It's a great platform for that because it only puts the latest episode in your playlist. So, you know, if you miss a day, you don't have like 4 days worth of a news podcast that's out of date. You just have that last one. And
That's nice.
So it's pretty slick. You know, and hopefully Sirius XM will put some effort into it and maybe make it better. That would be cool. So Rode had that contest.
Rodecaster.
Yeah, the Rodecast 2020. And basically it was a contest and they were giving away $150,000 in prizes. I think the top prize was a full podcast studio with all Rode equipment, which we are using right now to record this. Rode stuff. And but anyway, so the major prize called the Lotto Thought in California. And let's see, runner-up prize was Linda's Booktastic podcast. That's out of Ireland. And then they had a People's Choice Prize called Contemporary Issues by Nicolas Najjar in Brazil. So congratulations to the winners of that, and enjoy all your new stuff.
So they're getting new stuff, but what exactly was the contest? How did you participate?
Yeah, you would sign up to participate, and then you would send them a sample podcast of yours. And according to this, it says the winners were chosen by three brilliant judges. Love it when they tell you that. And so lots of people with unpronounceable names.
Definitely. Okay. And then Lydia's Booktastic Podcast for the other winner.
Oh, sorry. The text was too small. I don't have my cheaters on. Hey, we're having fun today. So great. Congratulations on that. Yeah, they did this last year, and, I think the top prize this year was a Rodecaster Pro, 4 pod mics, and, I forget a bunch of other stuff that Rode makes, all the cabling and whatnot you need. And it's a great setup. Like I said, I'm using the Rodecaster Pro right now. You, by the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning, your audio is going to be a little bit less than perfect because you're at home instead of in a proper studio. So.
Yeah, I'm at home where I've been for many months now.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, that's dragging on, but we're making the best of it. But glad to have you on here for sure. You need to get on here more, damn it. and I think next week I'm going to have Sean. I'm not sure yet who's the co-host, but I think Todd's still out on assignment. So,
yes.
All right.
That is the plan.
Here's a good story. You want to take this one?
Okay. So there is a new podcast that's coming out, and it is called There Are No Girls on the Internet, which is...
We're proving wrong right now.
I can understand that a little bit. But it is produced by Bridget Todd, and she is, quote unquote, taking on the tech bros in her new iHeart show. And honestly, taking on the tech bros. Yes. Yes, you have my wholehearted support for this show.
Right.
That is what your goal
exactly
is to do.
Yeah. Well, when we were going
to bust the myth that the only voices that matter in tech belong to white men.
Yeah. Well, that's becoming not true. So that's good. When we go to conferences and stuff, and over the years I've noticed, when I first, the first conference I went to, it was 90% men. And I would say it's probably 60% women now on the last couple I've been to. And, that's a great thing to see. We need more of everybody in the podcasting world.
I would slightly disagree that it's 60-40. However, I feel that there has been a significant change just in the past 5 years that I've been going to events as well. At least that, to make eye contact with the only, 5 other women in the room. So that's always good.
Well, it's the geeks were, originally it was guys for the most part, being the super geeks, and, podcasting started out real super geeky, and now it's getting easier, and more people are getting into it. And it's not because it's easier. It's just now people are getting interested. And it's not just podcasting, but
tech. Also a
little
bit of representation.
Right.
Because, women have always been involved in tech, less so in, percentage than men. However, it's just the representation has always been a little more biased and out of the loop. So. This is definitely going against that and trying to dismantle that a little bit. So.
Oh yeah, and this isn't just about podcasting. This is about the whole tech industry. All the consumer electronics and computer stuff and all that. And I remember Tech TV many years ago. Leo Laporte and his partner Kate Patello was the first geeky woman I've ever seen in tech, you know, on TV or on radio or now podcasts. And, you know, that was an oddity back then. And now it's definitely getting more mainstream. And I think this show will help that along. So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I'll be tuning in for sure.
All right. Now, we went through this next thing, the report from the IAB. It's the U.S. Podcast Advertising Revenue Study. And it sounds really boring. And if you read all 35 pages of it, it probably is. But the big thing out of it, and we'll have a link to it, so if you really want to go through it, but the big thing I took from it is comedy seems to be one of the most lucrative in podcasting. And, you know, you think about Joe Rogan prior to his deal with Spotify was doing about $30 million a year with his one show. I mean, that's pretty amazing for, you know, one guy, you know, now... you know, honestly, he's got quite a setup now and he's got a team around him. But, you know, when he started out, he was just like the rest of us.
He hasn't been doing this alone for a very, very long time.
Right. But, you know, when he started out like the rest of us, you know, a microphone in a room in his house and away he went. And, you know, it's turned into something quite big. And, you know, a lot of the comedians find that they get more popular because of their podcast than they do, you know, doing stand up. And, you know, the podcast drives audiences to come to their stand-up shows and vice versa. And, you know, they throw some advertising behind it. They can make some real money. And so that's what this report, you know, has, you know, all across the whole podcasting industry, you know, like ABC, AdWiz, Audio Boom, Authentic, Dax, Intercom, you know, just a bunch of them that do podcast advertising participated in this report from the Internet Advertising Bureau. That's which we heard a whole lot about when we became certified, but we don't want to bore you with that. Yes. But anyway, if you want to, you know, sift through that report, we'll have a link to the PDF in the show notes. And this is
the beginning of it has some great highlights. So
Take
a look.
And this next story you found, and another famous person, Spotify exclusive.
Yeah. So this morning, one of the first things I saw when I, you know, immediately checked my phone in bed was that Michelle Obama is going to have a podcast exclusive show starting on July 29th.
All right. And you said something about it's going to be, what, 9 shows or 9 episodes to start with?
Yeah, it seems that she'll be doing weekly releases, and it's going to be for 9 weeks. So who knows what would happen to the show after that. Could just be totally done, or they could pick it up again later. But for now, just expect the 9 episodes.
Right. Well, her husband, President Obama, when he was running for Senate the first time, he was one of the first politicians that had a regular podcast. And I used to listen to that quite a bit, actually, back then. So good on her getting into podcasting, sort of, you know, being that it's a Spotify exclusive audio show, but close enough.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason that like it's exclusive like that is because their production company called Higher Ground Productions partnered with Spotify for it. That's the only reason why. So.
Right. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Like I said, more power to them for sure. They, you know, a lot of people get all bent out of shape about these exclusive shows. And, you know, if it works for you, go for it. But, you know, the beauty of podcasting, in my humble opinion, is that it's far and wide and not controlled by one entity. But if you sign a contract with somebody and it's to your advantage, go for it. You know, nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, it's just, to me, it feels more like an example of the progress of podcasting in the industry overall is that, yes, they understand this is how much this content is worth and that we're going to provide it in this type of way to make sure that we're getting our money's worth out of it. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you don't see shows on NBC also on CBS. So same idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, on to the next section. This would be the best practices, but it's really kind of a not so best practice because we've changed this thing up a lot. But it is interesting.
Yeah. We've had a lot of iterations of this podcast.
Right. So back in back in the early days of the company, we had a little feed. It was a podcast. It was distributed as a podcast, but basically it was just little clips and technical things and announcements and whatnot. And it wasn't really a coherent podcast. And when you came on board, one of the things we wanted to do is get you up to speed on podcasting, for one thing. And two, we wanted to make a podcast that was more of a, newsy information type thing that was on a regular basis. And you stepped up and took on the PowerPress podcast. So I want to play a clip of your first episode intro.
Welcome to the PowerPress podcast, where we will be sharing information to empower your podcast. This is brought to you by the Raw Voice and Blueberry team. If you are not subscribed already, please visit powerpresspodcast.com. You can also find that on iTunes. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host each week. Today, we're joined with Todd Cochran, podcaster and CEO of the company. In this episode, we will be sharing a PowerPress tip and covering some podcasting news. I will be talking about new podcaster struggles, and Todd will talk about the value of the long haul with podcasting.
All right. So that was your first utterance on a podcast that I know of.
I have a very vivid memory of using the conference room attached to our old office that was very empty and had an echo, and using a old microphone, a snowball microphone. So that really told me everything I need to know about that sound.
Yeah, that was quite the thing. And then I came down and installed the first iteration of the studio, which was nothing but fun. So, but it did sound better most of the time.
It did. It was a work in progress for sure.
Yeah. And now I think we've got it all dialed in, but now nobody's at the office. So whatever. All right. So anyway, that was your first thing. And that podcast started in 2015 sometime. And
that was about September.
Yeah. We kind of threw you to the wolves and said, do it. So that was good though. You definitely learned. It's because a lot of the later episodes sounded way better, and you sounded more comfortable on the mic, and look how far you've come. So it's all good.
Yes, now I'm here.
yes, except for I don't know if the sound's a whole lot better today, but most of the time it is. Then we started in March of 2017. Todd and I decided to do the off weeks, meaning you were doing it every other week, and then Todd and I would do a thing we called Your Podcast, probably the worst name for a podcast ever. And so here's the first one of those.
Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Hey, Todd. Well, welcome to Your Podcast.
And for everyone else that's listening for the very first time to this brand new show, welcome to your podcast as well. This is a new podcast from Blueberry that has been in work for quite a while. Mike, you and I have been talking about this for 5 or 6 months, but I think we finally...
Yeah, enough of that. That joke lasted way too long. It definitely did. We'd always start it with, welcome to your podcast. Well, welcome to your podcast. It was lame. But anyway, that was in 2017. And then about 1 year ago, we decided we were going to combine the two feeds together for Podcast Insider. And let's bore them with more clips.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider, the new podcast from the team here at Blueberry. And if you are listening to the show, you're probably puzzled just a little bit. Say, this is supposed to be the Blueberry PowerPress podcast, or... it should be your podcast. Well, now we have combined both groups into a single show, and this is the Genesis show for Podcast Insider, and I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm not one of the Robs.
No, you're not. You're not at all.
Anyway, welcome to Podcast Insider. Interesting thing combining the two on the feed. So you might notice that if you were subscribed to the PowerPress podcast, you got some your podcast.
All right, enough of that. I'm embarrassed enough.
I completely forgot that we even merged the two RSS feeds in the first place. That is why you have your job and I have my job, and they are very different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not hard to do. It was just, a little bit of flipping things around. And that's how we came up with the number that we're at right now, 200. We added together all the episodes from PowerPress Podcast. We added all the episodes from your podcast. And we added about 19 episodes of the thing we had prior to PowerPress Podcast on this feed. And I came up with the number 200. So that's why it's the 200th episode. What?
I think it made sense to merge all of them, because at the end of the day, all of the shows were either focusing on the podcaster themselves, such as like an interview or talking about their show, or just talking about podcasting news. So it's not like they were all that different from one another. It made sense.
Yeah. And it, like I said, technically worked out okay. And now I think we've got it nailed as far as the format. Of course, we're always tweaking. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to jump in and let us know what you think. And like I said, we got to get more.
This is also by far my favorite name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, your podcast, I wasn't sold on that when it happened. And PowerPress podcast was good because, PowerPress is one of our products, but that kind of limited you, I guess unfairly, to just, people that were using PowerPress and, topics around that. Of course, you did cover some news as well, but, I think a good name for a podcast is important. So I guess that would fall under a best practice. But don't be afraid to change it, as we have. So there we go. And I did have a couple of comments from the support team anyway, so I figure I'll throw those in here real quick now, and then we can press on to other things.
This is Sean Thorpe from the Blueberry support team. Well done on 200 episodes. No, I'm not just saying that because I work here. I was actually subscribed to this podcast feed back when it was just occasional technical updates from Todd and Angelo, and I'm still listening now every week. Looking forward to the next 200 episodes and beyond.
Hey, this is Dave Clements from the Blueberry support team. Mike, Mackenzie, Todd, congratulations on 200 episodes of Podcast Insider. I love the format of the show. I love the conversation that happens before the interview, and I love kind of getting to know more of our Blueberry customers and new podcasts to listen to. So it's a great show, and I thank you guys so much for putting in the time and the effort to really bring the best show possible. And 200 episodes isn't anything to turn your nose up at, especially in my case when I've been trying to do this for 8 years and haven't even broke the 125 mark. So, all right, congratulations. I will talk to you guys later. I got to get back to work.
Yeah. So yeah, get back to work, Dave. Yeah, that's with me too. I'm the king of inconsistency, and this show has been the one that I've been the most consistent with. And it's good. I'm kind of forced that way. So anyway.
No, it's a good feat for all of us, I think.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. And, sorry for, indulging you with our nostalgia here, but I don't know. I thought it was important on a even number. I guess, why do we celebrate the even numbers like that? But it's all right.
Because 127 just doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, I'm going to have, you know, on my personal podcast, I'm going to celebrate 329. How about that?
So, all right.
Anyway. All right. On
cool. to, I will get you a birthday cake with that.
Oh, well, very good. Very good. All right. Well, we don't really have a lot of blueberry news. As I mentioned last week, I was going to install some sort of way of doing a voice comment or a voicemail, and I've installed SpeakPipe on podcastinsider.com or the landing page you land on when you get there. And it's right under the subscription links in the sidebar. And you can record up to 90 seconds per voicemail. But if you have a comment, question, feedback, want to yell at us, record.
Hi, Podcast Insider. Wanted to drop you guys a voicemail and tell you how much I appreciate you. You know, with a lot of companies, they charge you a fee and provide you a service, and that's the extent of the relationship. But with you guys, you really know how to create a community and support the community, and I really appreciate you and wanted to wish you a happy anniversary.
Congratulations, Podcast Insider, for your 200 episodes. That's quite an accomplishment and something about which you should be very proud. I really enjoy listening to the show. You guys always have interesting things to say and market trends that I have not yet heard. I always feel a little bit ahead of the curve when I listen to your show. I also feel really supported by Blueberry, top-notch hosting company, top-notch support, fantastic people, always get the job done. So thanks for that. But seriously, congratulations on the 200 episodes. Let's hear it for another 200.
You say that, that, you know, we don't have a ton of blueberry news, but I think the 200th episode is quite a bit of blueberry news. It's really just kind of a nice way to tell people we practice what we preach.
Right, right. And so, yeah, okay. So that's the blueberry news. We didn't have an interview this week, and we've already covered, you know, Mackenzie's start. Was there anything else you wanted to add about your start in actually producing a podcast? And by the way, thanks for all your work in the back end and show prep and publishing the episode and making our show notes look decent. She's been doing that all along, and you know, thank you.
No problem. But I think I handle that better in general than going over the news portion. But yeah, when I first started, it was really, Todd wanted to throw me to the wolves of learn how to do this, but also, yay, we have a new person on the team that has the ability to, has the time and ability to do this as well. And we learned a lot from me doing it, good and bad.
So oh yeah, you helped.
I'm happy it's not me on the mic all the time anymore, but I was happy to do it at the time.
Right. Well, it's great that, you know, you found a lot of things that we needed to make easier in the back end of PowerPress and on our dashboard and, you know, just podcasting in general. And that was kind of the reason we threw you to the wolves a little bit, because, you know, we've been doing this for years, yeah. So it all seems easy to us. And it was good to get a fresh set of eyes on there.
I came in with a fresh set of, to be frank, millennial non-technical eyes, and said, hey, this is something that just does not connect with me whatsoever. This does, this doesn't, this could improve. What is this? We should do something like this. This is, we can improve on this. So it was a lot, but it was good.
Yeah. And you're seeing the results of that, in PowerPress right now. We're finally getting around to the UI updates, and, we still got some exciting things coming there. And we also have some UI updates coming for the dashboard at Blueberry, and some exciting new products for the beginner side of podcasting. We've been sort of focusing on the corporate and more enterprise level stuff, and now we're getting back to some of the basics. So watch out because we got some more stuff coming. So, all right.
It's been a busy year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I don't think it's going to slow down, at least on the improvement side of it. So, anyway, if you want to be interviewed here on Podcast Insider, and, you know, we've been kind of slowing down on those interviews, but if you want to get on, just email us, todd@blueberry.com, mike@blueberry.com, or mckenzie@blueberry.com, and you can get either any one of us to interview you, whoever you feel comfortable with, and we'll get you on the show.
Yes, so, and I promise, if you do want to do an interview with me, I will leave my home and laptop and whatever Wi-Fi and go to the actual studio at the office.
Yeah, yeah, the studio's still there, and you can still go there. It's just, yeah.
So I just have to make sure no one else is there.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, at least for now. Hopefully things will get more normal eventually. So, all right, a little bit in support, and that's about it. We're actually going longer than I thought we would, so that's good. So a lot of tickets are coming in about changing artwork and changing title of your show. Those were the two things that seemed to stand out this week. And so changing the artwork, and I'm not going to go into the grisly details exactly how you do it, but you know, wherever you uploaded your artwork the first place is where you upload it to change it. And the way podcasting works is everybody pulls that feed from your RSS feed, and then we'll update the artwork. One of the things, though, you have to watch out for is do not use the exact file name. So if you have, you know, iTunes artwork 1400px.mp3, and I know that's a complicated name, but if you have that, don't make another one with your updated artwork with that exact same name. Change the name. That's how some of the directories, like Apple, for one, if it sees that that file name is the same, it's not going to bother pulling it because, oh, we've already got that one. So you want to make sure that's a different file name so they know something changed. And still, it'll take, 24 to 72 hours, sometimes maybe longer, for it to update everywhere. But it will eventually update everywhere as long as it's in your feed in the proper spot. And I have a little more detailed instructions in the show notes. And same thing with the, you know, the name of the, you know, of the podcast. So the title of your show. And in PowerPress, it's just the feed title. And in whatever platform you're on, there's going to be a title box, and just write something else in there and save it. That's really all there is to it. And
so,
oh, go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay.
If when you update the album artwork or the title of the show, will it be changed faster if you also publish a new episode on that same day?
It can be faster. It doesn't necessarily make sure it's faster, but yes, that can make it a little bit faster.
Okay.
One of the shows I listen to changes its artwork for every episode. So it changes its overall show artwork every episode. And it's not some special episodic artwork thing. They're changing the main artwork for that podcast every single episode, twice a week. And I noticed that now that they're
using like a template for it.
Yeah, no, they just, it's totally different artwork every time. It's crazy, but it works for them. But what's funny about it is I am subscribed to that show in several different apps just so that I can see which ones update quicker. And I noticed that Apple now is updating it every time because it kind of knows, oh, it's going to change it every time. So we're going to check it every time, you know, and some of the other apps like Overcast, it takes like 2 days. So for 2 days, I got the old artwork and then I've got the new artwork and then they change it again. And then I got the old artwork, you know, and it's interesting to kind of keep track of which apps are faster than others. A couple of them never change. And that's annoying, but for the most part, they'll all change within a few days and, you know, it's not really much to worry about. Same thing with the title. It'll change eventually. And, you know, all your subscribers will get in, all the directories will change, and might take a little while for that change to get into the search on those directories. So, you know, you don't want to change the title of your show a lot. You said over the years, we've changed this one 3 times. Well, 4, if you count the two we merged, But, you know, it happens. And, you know, there's things that you need to know that, you know, it's not going to happen instantaneously, but good enough. You know, that's just how podcasting works. Nothing's instant. That annoys some people. But, that's how it works. And the last thing is email addresses. Make sure you have an email address that you actually check in your feed. So many times, I'll look at somebody's feed and it's, don't spam me at yahoo.com or something. And you know they don't look at that. But that's how most directories, apps, and some more geeky users will be able to contact you because they're going to use that address that's in your feed. And yes, you will get a little tiny bit of spam from some nefarious people that decide to market to podcasters by scraping emails, but it's not a lot. And, you know, usually when someone does that, they get a lot of feedback from podcasters telling them they shouldn't do that. And that usually goes away pretty quick. Yes. But just make sure you have some way of the directories to contact you as well. You know, Apple will contact you if something went wrong and you're no longer an Apple. And I'm pretty sure you want to know that. And same thing with us. You know, when you're trying to verify with like the new Google podcast manager, if you're verifying with that, they use the email address that's in your feed. So if you have an email address that's one you're not looking at, then they're not going to be able to send you that verification and you won't be able to claim your show on Google. So, you know, just make sure it's an email address you use.
And if people change their email address in their Blueberry account, that does not mean that they are changing the email address associated to the RSS feed and vice versa. So if you're going to be changing that, if you're, you know, getting rid of an old email address or something like that, you have to change both, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It, the email address that we have for your Blueberry account doesn't go into your RSS feed anywhere. That's just for you to log into Blueberry and for us to get a hold of you. So no need to, so you got to go into your RSS feed settings and, you know, in our dashboard, it's, it just says feed email, and in PowerPress, it's in the Apple settings down, where it says iTunes email. And yes, that's the tag in the RSS feed. So yes, we know iTunes is no longer what they're calling it, but that's what the tag is still. So anyway, all right. Well, I think we are done.
Okay.
Any parting shots?
Congratulations, 200 episodes.
All right. Well, congratulations to you too. You're working behind the scenes as hard as we are doing the show. All right. Well, everybody have a good week. Next week, I'm going to have another co-host, I think. See who that is. I think Sean said he wanted to do it, so we should have Sean Thorpe on here, but not sure. Everybody have a good week.